Well, to the piece de resistance, no? This has to be preceded by a joke, or it will be meaningless. Some of you know the joke already, because I've told everyone that I knew the joke. It was so tremendous. So I beg of you to hold your tongue for the pleasure of the rest of you. It's a joke about Roy Rogers, who I learned to my great disappointment was born in Cincinnati, Ohio, and his real name was Leonard Sly. S-L-Y-E. But thank God I didn't know that before I wrote the poem, or I would have been too crestfallen to have put pen to paper. Anyway, there's a story about Roy Rogers I must share with you. One day he opened the mail and out popped a big royalty check. And he said, "Wow, that's a lot of money. I'm going to saddle up my horse, Trigger. Yeah, Trigger. I'm going to ride it home. At the town, I'm going to buy me a brand new Stetson, a brand new cowboy outfit with pearl buttons, and a brand new pair of lizard skin boots." So off he rode, not even bothering to pause and tell Dale where he was going. And he got to town, and he bought himself a Stetson, a brand new cowboy suit with pearl buttons, and a pair of lizard skin boots. And was riding back home thinking, "Boy, Dale is going to really think I've cut quite a figure when I get there." But little did he know, in the mesquite tree ahead, there perched an ornery wildcat. And when he saw Roy Rogers riding toward him, full of pride in his brand new Stetson cowboy suit with the pearl buttons and a pair of lizard skin boots, he waited. And just as Roy got under him, he leapt on him and started tearing up the Stetson and tearing apart the clothes and lastly just tearing the heck out of the lizard skin boots. And before Roy Rogers knew what had happened, there he was lying on the ground, and Trigger had run off and he was bleeding, and all around him was this outfit destroyed. Boy, was he mad. He caught Trigger. He rode home as fast as he could. Banged open the door. He says, Dale, where's my shotgun?" And she was alarmed. Of course, she was out there combing buttermilk her horse, and she didn't know what was going on. And Roy grabbed the shotgun before she could get an explanation. Off he rode on Trigger across the plains. And she was so alarmed by it, she jumped right on buttermilk, and off she rode behind him, trying to catch up with this impulsive boy. But too late. Before she got there, she heard a bam! When she arrived, there was Roy standing there naked and bleeding, holding a smoking shotgun over the poor corpse of the wildcat that had done this to him. She walked up to him. She said, "Pardon me, Roy, was that the cat that chewed the new shoe?" Such stories come from a factory in Pennsylvania, I'm sure. Well, this is somewhat of a takeoff on that. It uses the basic plot for its plot. But, of course, it would be senseless simply to repeat the story, so it has a somewhat a different ending to it. And in this poem, as I think, I hope, at least most good poems, try to draw in a deal from different things that aren't normally found together. And a certain amount of Freudian psychology and pop culture and Christian Greco mythology and sexuality and all that stuff. You'll see how it ends. Because Roy is at once a hero and, of course, quite a child. Maybe that goes with being a hero. I don't know. I'd like to find out someday. It's called Roy Rogers, and then we'll plunge onward to the cake and cookies. No advocate of Social Security, of the poor who really have to strive disgusted with themselves each day just to stay alive. when he gets his royalty check, it's the father wish of all those that have kept us going since the star pasted on our foreheads in first grade kept us walking thereafter cross-eyed into the future. I crossed my eyes, but afraid my contacts would pop out. And a kid again, he knows that Dale out back in the shed fussing with her horse named Buttermilk will forgive him, however he sins. He's Johannes Kelpius sitting up in his tree in eastern Pennsylvania, bringing together mind and spirit by thinking about all the girlfriends he'll never have, and all the more elevated because he'll never have them. Roald Amundsen, putting off discovering the South Pole as long as he can, but finally unable to help himself discovering it. Dale, Dale, he shouts, I'm going to buy myself a new cowboy outfit. And without waiting for a reply, his name means king, doesn't it? He's off, seeing himself resplendent in pearl buttons and lizard skins. But as so often happens in human affairs, even for royalty, the province of statisticians, the wildcat, that miffed anchorite who's waited all his life for this, something full enough of pride to deserve his attentions, swells in his tree, a leaping dandelion, and it's over in seconds. The arch fiend gallops off in his new dress while the man lies as scratched all over as a map of Czechoslovakia after the Anschluss of communists in 1948. But now, tapped on the shoulder by that perpetual virgin, as always riding behind to save him when he's naked and full of anger, who says, giving in once more with a sigh, pardon me, Roy, it's time, it's time. For what? That's the question. Well, thank you. Let's go eat. Here's your book.